Moncrief
on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
They are students there from the Talla Community School, and they were singing Sky Full of Stars because this afternoon Talla Community School became the first Irish school to make direct contact with the International Space Station whilst it is in orbit. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it's part of the amateur radio on the International Space Station programme, which saw Irish and Swedish students speak with Italian astronaut Paolo Nespoli while he orbited the Earth on the International Space Station. Henry McKean is there for us, and we can join him now. Henry, did ET phone home?
Ground control to Major Tom here in Talla. You're right, Tom. About 13:50, Paolo Nespoli came through from the International Space Station, traveling at 27,000 kilometers per hour to the kids here at Talla Community School. So a massive amount of excitement. So this astronaut took time out of his duties, away from his experiments and whatever astronauts actually do on a day-to-day basis, to actually speak to these Irish kids. And they had a full concert there. They've made stuff like space stations out of paper. They've built rockets, space cakes, model space rockets, paintings, you name it. And the kids, the students, are very excited.
My name is Lee McMahon, and I am extremely excited to talk to the astronaut on the ISS, the International Space Station. Well, it's the first time experience. Barely anyone here has ever actually dreamed of talking to an astronaut on the ISS. So I think everyone's pretty excited.
Hi, my name's Abby Welch, and I'm extremely excited today because we've been preparing for a long time for it, and we're all really excited.
Very exciting to know that such a big place like NASA and the International Space Station are actually taking time out of their work day to talk to us, just a small school like us.
Well, you could say you're taking time out of your school day to speak to them.
Well, yeah, we could say that, but I think they're slightly more important than us. Like, not sure how you'd rate it. Yeah, maybe a bit, you know. I would love to be an astronaut when I am older, especially getting to go on, like, even up to space or anywhere near space. It'd be so interesting getting to see Earth from a new perspective.
You're going to try and speak to the astronaut. What are you going to say?
I'm one of the people who was chosen to get to ask one of the questions. And the question, well, actually, there's a chance I might get to ask too, but one of them is, if you had a chance, would you change any part of the International Space Station?
Huge honour for us to actually get to talk to an astronaut in space. I'm really excited. Like,
it's a bit overwhelming, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. I'll be asking a question about how what it's like when you come back down from the International Space Station and how it is adjusting back to Earth's gravity.
And with no gravity, I mean, it's pretty tough up there, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say it's really tough on your body.
I'm very interested to see exactly what goes on up in space.
Well, it's very exciting. The school's been preparing for this for years now. And
3 years.
3 years, yeah. And it's like a big honour because they won a competition now of like hundreds of schools in Ireland. It's a very big deal.
And the fact that you are going to say, hello, this is Earth, how is the International Space Station?
Yeah, that's mad. It's like all kind of, now that's happening soon, it's very surreal, and like it's like finally today.
Well, you can hear the excitement in their voices, Henry, and also a huge effort.
Oh, massive. You're right, Tom. A huge amount of work behind the scenes. Here are teachers. I spoke to science and maths teachers before we make contact. Cato Gorman, Mairead Glynn and Michelle Hegarty, all science teachers.
Oh, it's really, really exciting. The kids have been working so hard over the last couple of weeks, and we're all just ecstatic about it now.
The atmosphere is electric. The kids are so excited. The staff are so excited. Yeah. We can't wait. We've had a huge build-up for this for the last 2 years, and now it's here, and we can't believe it, and we're just thrilled.
You're all science teachers. What does this mean for the young people, the fact that a school here in Dublin, in West Dublin, can go live to the International Space Station?
I suppose we're always teaching about Earth and space in school, and it's connecting the two of them, and I suppose bringing the wonder of it all together. Yeah. It's amazing to think that, you know, Paolo Nespoli is flying over now in the International Space Station at 10 to 2 today, and he's going to be connecting with us inside in our school building.
And this, you know, radio here behind us, this aerial, This is connecting with the International Space Station, that simple contraption.
I know, it's amazing, like, and it's really, really shown the students that, like, here at Tala, the sky is the limit, and we're really giving them so much ambition, and we're hoping they can do their best.
We're just showing them what technology today can do and how much technology can enhance our lives. You know, it may look simple, but it is very complex.
We were
here all day yesterday. Mr. Bourne was here till late last night, back in this morning at 7 this morning. So it is very, very complex what's going on behind the scenes, but it just brings it home for the kids, just the wonder of what technology can do and how lucky we are to be in the 21st century.
Henry, how are you getting on? My name is Ian Bourne. I'm a maths, physics and science teacher in Tala Community School.
Ian Bourne, you made this happen today, this live link up with the International Space Station. Minutes now, how excited are you?
Really excited. Whole school approach to the science department are great, and the whole school have really worked together. So hopefully technology doesn't let us down, and it's a memorable moment for the school, the country, and for teaching as well in the country. So hopefully all works well.
Hi, I'm Daniel Cusson, and I'm the amateur operator today for a live link-up between Tala Community School and the International Space Station.
How exciting is it?
Oh, it's really exciting. I've been working on this for 3 years.
3 years.
And last night I was trying to go to sleep, and then at 3 a.m. I eventually got to sleep with all the excitement.
My words, like Christmas Eve. So one small step for Tala, one enormous step for mankind. What happened next?
Well, we finally made contact with the International Space Station. Also, a school in Sweden was trying to make contact too. There was a lot of tension, a lot of fear. Perhaps we wouldn't get over this final frontier and follow our dreams. And this is what happened.
Oscar Romeo 4, India, Sierra, Sierra. Echo India 1, India, Sierra, Sierra. Over. Romeo 4, India, Sierra, Sierra. You are loud and clear. Over.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for preparing the cake for me. Go ahead with the questions.
Thank you, Paolo. We will start the questions now.
Does the ISS have a black box like an aircraft? Over.
No, actually there is no black box per se like an aircraft.
When your mission is complete, what will you miss the most and least about life on the ISS? Over.
What I will miss is the sense of flying around like Spider-Man, like Superman. I will miss the view from Earth.
Hello, Paolo. Oscar Romeo 4 ISS. We are losing your signal now. Thank you so much. Everybody, put the box.
My God, Henry, it's like watching the moon landing. So this time you're allowed to talk to the astronauts. It's incredible.
It was unbelievable. 800 students, the first ever Irish school to go live to the International Space Station live. And these are children. These are students. These are amateurs. And the children, they sang Fly Me to the Moon, Rocket Man. So excited. And it is one small step for man, but a giant leap for Tala Community School.
You just got to speak to the International Space Station. How'd you feel?
It was amazing. It felt so good because we were waiting for so long, and I was just glad it worked, and I'm so excited.
And you spoke so clearly.
Thank you.
And what was your question?
My question was, who inspired you to become an astronaut?
It must have been marvellous when the line connected.
Yeah, it was amazing just to hear.
It felt spectacular. This has been a process in the making for the past 2 years, and it's extraordinary that we actually had the privilege to ask questions to an astronaut on board.
Oh, it was great. It's kind of overwhelming just after asking the questions. It's a great honour.
Did you get pins and needles?
Yeah, I did, definitely. Definitely was scared.
I felt quite nervous, but once I went out on the stage, it was okay, just looking straight ahead and then asking the question. It was interesting to hear their answers. And
you got to ask more than two?
Some of us had to ask the questions for the Swedish people as well, because their connection was cut. Yeah, I was actually happy to get to ask more than one question. Like, I feel bad for Sweden, but like, still kind of good, you know?
And how did it feel going live from Tala all the way to the International Space Station as they fly overhead?
Well, the first time I actually heard the astronaut speak, it was just like, it hit me how like big of an achievement this is to get to like talk to someone who's so far away from us on the International Space Station.
So it really does bring science and maths to life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it shows what the stuff you're learning about in school actually does in the real world, as opposed to just being numbers and sheets. One small step for the International Space Station astronauts, one giant leap for TCS. for Tala Community School.
Houston, we didn't have a problem, did we?
Nope, everything went fine. Well, except for the Swedes.
The excitement of the students is palpable, but the great effort on behalf of so many of the teachers, isn't it?
Brilliant, brilliant, because these teachers, obviously we had the storm at the beginning of the week. They had to put in so much effort. They've got mock astronauts here, an actual trainee astronaut is here also, Nora Patton. So just so much love and passion towards space and maths and science. And the fact that the school, Tala Community School, pulled this off against all the stops. They managed to make contact with space. Just marvellous.
It really is. Brilliant. And you brought it to life as well, Henry, may I say. Thanks very much for that. Text in saying, that's amazing. A tear in my eye. Well done, Tala. And another text is saying, the closest Tala has been to space since Robbie Keane played for LA Galaxy.
Oh, there's a lot of pride in Tala right now, I tell you.
And
Tala,
so there should be.
Jumping up and down.
Yeah, something like that could ignite your interest in learning and could change your career, you know. It's wonderful, wonderful. Henry, thanks very much for that. Really, really great talking to you. That's Henry McKean there live with the Tala Community School and the first ever link-up direct between an Irish school and the International Space Station whilst it's actually in orbit. How wonderful of them. 53106 for your text, or you can email afternoon@newstalk.com just on Star Trek where we carry on. I agree on the new Star Trek. You have to give it a chance, but it's fairly dark and clever as it goes further. Even some bad language on there for good measure. That's what we're afraid of. We'll have more of your texts and emails after this. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. And I'm floating in a most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today. Moncrief. On News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.